This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham here with our film guru, KCT Allen. Hi, Casey.
Hello.
For your next film, we have heard from NPR's film critic Bob Mandello. And now, Casey, I can't wait to hear your take on the movie Captain Marvel. Did you like it?
I think I have seen the first film of 2019 that doesn't completely suck or disappoint. Brie Larson plays Carol Danvers, a pilot for the U.S. Air Force who survives a strange explosion that infuses her body with superhuman strength, flight, and fists of blazing heat. I don't know how the Marvel Cinematic Universe keeps doing it, but this movie manages to be funny, exciting, and memorable as Carol Danvers learns how to control her powers and understand her place in the universe. Captain Marvel also surprises by being the most political Marvel superhero movie, as it explores topical issues of refugees, foreign enemies, and domination. Avoiding a totally linear story structure, the film is a nice mix of science fiction action, 1990s nostalgia, and feminist confidence. Captain Marvel may not be what I call an important film or historically groundbreaking beyond its commercial success, but it's fun and sends a great message to all ages about heroism in any gender or any form.
A recommendation?
Yeah, it was fun.
And I can't wait to see this one as well.
Yes.
And tell us what's coming out this weekend.
Romance, 5 Feet Apart, and science fiction Captive State.
Okay, thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.
For all of you people to come here this evening, and I know you have been searched, but what you don't realize is that in the back of the Mortis Falcon, I have a crush.